Hi Hamoudaz, what's up? How are ya? This might be posted in Ramadan, so we're gonna be drinking water up in your faces.
رانا صايمين.
Okay, so let me introduce my guest اليوم. His name is Karim. Let's not say the last name since we have the same last name. So yeah. If you know his, you're gonna know mine.
All you need to know is Karim.
Okay, so Karim is my coach, or was my coach.
Was your coach.
And بعد كبدت الكورونا clearly مقدوني نحو لصالني.
Before a Chinese dude decided to eat a bat.
Before China درتها بينا. Yeah. We were working. I was so excited. كي بديت نشوف results. بديت نشوف progress. Boom, corona, gym closed, مكان والو.
I mean, قا كنا أقدر. ما أنا كنت كنت on a roll in my performance. بعد. Stop like that.
Everything stopped. Yeah, عبك شكون اللي حشوات على الصح اللي عندهم صالة.
Yeah, we're just talking about. Yeah, well, we barked on my wife. قال لي.
Thank you too far.
قال لي عندهم صالة في الدار.
Yeah. صالة في الدار ولا نونا هو عنده صالة لكن هو مو صالة.
شو هذوك people اللي invested in stocks بكري أقدام بعد وكبانت.
Yeah, exactly.
شو هذوك they are millionaires.
I think. So special shout out to Molonga. We hate you.
We hate you so much.
We really hate you. Oh, قادك لسباس ديالو like يروح يحكم على تقطع 20 هكا يرميه like fuck you bitches.
I imagine came people يطعنوا تماك.
You imagine?
Yeah, for the record, we hate you.
Are you being shady? شكون زعما يطعنوا تماك?
You know yourself.
Are you looking at نازيه العربي? I don't know, but whatever. بصحتكم بصحتكم.
Yeah,
we're
just
we're jealous, but بصحتكم.
Hey, I have access to a gym.
You do?
I can train.
Ah.
For my safety. Actually, my safety and safety for the others. Yeah, I decided not to go.
You decided not to go.
Okay. Yeah, هذا مكان. ولا فيني.
هذا مكان. Okay, so let me introduce a little bit Karim to you. So Karim is how old are you?
24. Yeah.
He's 24 years old, and بكري. So musculation شو عندك من البيت؟
Since I was 18, to my
18 بديتها.
6 years ago.
عندك بزاف من البيت musculation.
Yeah.
ما بيش من عندك بزاف.
Yeah, because keep did I was training for basketball. So I wasn't training for bodybuilding.
Uh-huh.
So I was still doing basketball for the record. I did basketball before.
Exactly. I remember that. I remember the basketball phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he
mazani for basketball phase.
You love. Would you say passion ديالك هو basketball ولا musculation?
Now bodybuilding. So I have my mistress is basketball. So my wife Luca is bodybuilding. So like I said, I started to show bit in the bodybuilding. She bodybuilding, started weight training for basketball. It's more for athleticism, vertical jumping and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But as my love started to fade for basketball, so I started developing an interest in bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I became interested in bodybuilding and all that.
وش نو في رأيك زعما the difference in terms of like كيفاش تأثر فيك, in terms of the effects it has on your mind. شفتو نتا على بالي بلي for Karim, it's not sport is not just like a body thing. It's a lot about a mindset. ماشي يروح يدير سبور ماشي يدير سبور, شغل he adopts a lifestyle. And هاد لابسون ما كيتها فيك من بكري is like he's an obsessive person. شغل كي يحكم عفسا يحكمها and like obsesses over it, and I love that because it means he's passionate. He's not like he باكلي بورك or indifferent, and that shows passion and dedication, which is great. But since you were very passionate about basketball and now bodybuilding, في رأيك وشنو, how did it affect you mentally? شغل I don't know, will it have effect?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it had an effect, but صح, like you said, I'm an obsessive person. So in a sense, I have like something to focus on.
Yeah.
So for me, I've always been involved in sports. Sports or my thing, my way to express myself.
Yeah.
So when I stopped basketball, it wasn't like a stop, it was a transition. So the next phase, I jumped into bodybuilding. Bodybuilding, شو ولي من الخير, because I am introverted.
You are.
I like being by myself. I'm entertained by myself. I'm like a lot of people.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So, تعرفي bodybuilding is a.
It's an individual sport.
Yeah. So you gotta train. You gotta eat. And you gotta motivate yourself. So because I'm other people to hold you accountable. So you gotta focus on yourself and you gotta be your own master. So.
I think bodybuilding عندها شغل. In the positive effect, I guess that.
Yeah.
And the negative is that you could become too self-obsessed, too self-centered.
Exactly.
Well, it's about finding the balance. And here you find the difference between lay badly. I look like the gym rats, gym bros who've been a bed, who are like, you know, like you and Nazih and stuff, who are like educated and you are, it's for you, it's knowledge, it's not pretentiousness.
Well, I don't know about other people, Sahanash, can bodybuilding, can fitness bodybuilding, can people who are passionate about bodybuilding, Sahanash, well, I want to compete, competitive bodybuilding.
Yeah.
What I could watch on the extreme side of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Competitive bodybuilding, you can be very self-centered, very selfish.
Unhealthy, would you say?
Very unhealthy.
Very unhealthy, yeah.
Bodybuilding, the way we do it, is very... It's not unhealthy, but it's not the healthiest thing you can do.
Yeah. I agree. All right. So, قلنا, you loved basketball and now you're into bodybuilding. What have in the future you compete?
Yeah.
Do you think I'd love to find a future for Zaire competing?
I mean, there are people who compete.
Go on, talk.
There are people who compete for Zaire.
Mm-hmm.
In competitions and not federations.
Mm.
And can pro people federations are can federation at IFBB. So someone, we will be a pro for the federation, we call him an IFBB pro. You give a pro card. And if you pro card, surely you'll be able to compete in pro competitions and win money. And sponsorships. To be a pro, basically.
Yeah.
If it's there, can pros, but not a lot. Can competitions. So I don't think it's, وما كاش like sponsorships كاين sponsorships صح شغل نشوفها ان بو شويه chaotic شغل ما كاش there isn't really like a structure so I think it has future like there is I know a lot of athletes who are passionate I know a lot of athletes who are prepping but just this corona thing and they stopped and anyone who knows diet I mean imagine dieting for 7 months and stopping هكذاك
That's horrible.
It takes toll on you.
What's your take for the fitness industry for Zaire?
It's evolving.
It's evolving.
And I keep it. I can't thankful for keep it. Makesh this Instagram, Facebook thing. Keep it, no? No, hola, sal. Hamley's alter, Hamley machine, Hamley. Makesh zamash for a workout from a person on Instagram. Ah, let's try replicate that.
Yeah.
Can people, the gym bros, the. Salah who come and show us some of your notion there, and although it's not reliable information, besides something to begin, something to start with.
What's the last girl you tried to kick you? After Salah, tell her like, "Club like Al Moran." Like someone tells you.
And there's a pet peeve. What's
the one pet peeve?
Let's see.
A big misconception people have about fitness or sport.
Yeah,
and it's frustrating.
I work as a coach enough in gym, and. I talk with a lot of people on a daily basis. The question is, I'm like, bro, it's not easy to do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
You can't accidentally be too big.
Yeah, it's not accidentally you touch weight and do like that. Oh, I'm big. What's in there?
Yeah,
so this is, I guess, one of my pet peeves. Yeah.
I think the biggest problem for the fitness world is people asking the wrong questions, don't you think? People always ask the wrong questions. Like, how do I to lose weight? You know what I mean? They always ask the wrong questions because the basic understanding of fitness and diet is wrong.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
I don't think it's the wrong questions necessarily, but questions with no context.
Yeah.
So, for instance, est-ce que had l'exercice ou je l'exercice in there? I mean, the answer is not really the attractive answer, besides it's only it depends.
Yeah, it's all, most of the time is, it depends, it right? Depends. Yeah.
Like I say, if someone gives you like a definitive answer, to a broad question with no context, either he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's trying to sell you something.
Exactly, I think so as well.
So, people should need to put more context. I mean, in life in general, people ask broad questions.
Yeah,
exactly. And they expect like a simple answer. Yeah. In reality, it's not the show. Yeah. There is a lot of factors.
Mm. And I think when it comes to marketing, in general, marketing, jamais يقول لك شغل جامي تشوف publicity يقول لك هاد الصابون راح يقتل لك قاع the germs if you do this and it depends on this ولازم تكون كذا ولازم شغل marketing يحب يعطي لك حل directly عندك هاد المشكل هاوليك الحل period and that's what people in the fitness industry see you do يقول لك اكي حبت شياني اشرب الماء بالقارص اكي حبت زيدي اكدام
هذيك شغل كوتي دلاب لك يمي يقول
فوالا يحبوا يعطوك هكا شغل direct answers وناس هذا وش يحبوا تقول لك عندي مشكل I can just solve it by doing this one thing ندير هاد الخلطة هادية ولا ندير
This concoction,
one exercise that he'll give you. It's people love definitive answers, and the problem with fitness and nutrition is there's no definitive answer. Can I bet he at home got 27 now he did squat, and he's still learning how to do it better.
Yeah.
And with nutrition, كل يوم ناس يتعلموا. So to assume باللي تعرف كلش, I think is stupid.
I think not only in fitness, but in life in general. I mean, now shall. We are in an age, I call it the microwave age. The microwave age.
Microwave age.
People have everything easy. Mem zama ki zama nasi yhab yitalem nafsa. Yidkhol Google, yikteb zama how do I do this? The first answer li jihi qrah, oh, I'm an expert.
Yeah, yeah.
Mem he doesn't even dig deep in the research and trying to learn, invest in books, talk to people. Shol direct was the first answer.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with our It's not really a problem, so it's something we need to fix.
Yeah.
So we need to be patient, and especially in fitness.
Mm.
I mean, so it's building muscle or losing weight.
Yeah.
It's a process. It's an adaptation, so it takes time. I think if people will focus more on the process and enjoying what they do, be That's much good. More, much more rewarding.
Yeah.
It's a, after all, we want the results.
Yeah.
If you try to improve yourself with the process, it'd be much better.
Yeah, I think so. You try to enjoy the process.
Yeah.
You have to understand, like we enjoy it, but some people don't. Some people don't like practicing sports. And so it's like, what the fuck we should do? غير باش نشي شوية ندخل كل شيء ونفريها.
Yeah, yeah.
باك ونفريها.
I have this problem. Bon, ناس كي جوليات generally so they are interested in some kind of bodybuilding activity I think so the coach attracts the right client so if you're a coach with a CrossFit background or I don't know aerobic Zumba so you attract people who want to do that so I'm not going to work with someone who does CrossFit or so that's not my thing that's not his thing so we're not on the same page so I think like what was the question?
I forgot.
Yeah, totally I wish Sarali had a question. I'll show you the podcast. I'll show you Sarali. What's
that? What's you're talking about?
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, this happened to me. I did four podcasts. It happens to me every time. I lose my trail of thought.
Because surely you want to talk about something, surely you give an example by it, but you'll have an example.
Yeah, you digress.
I'm on
podcast. So
24 and with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so it's okay. We have so many things to talk about. I think we're going to talk about what's the biggest misconception about.
We were talking about people who don't want to exercise. So I don't feel like there is this pressure. Everyone is doing fitness now, everyone is doing some kind of activity. I feel like people have to be as media.
Yeah.
In reality, you don't. That's your life. If you won't do it, you won't do it. So if you want to better yourself, I mean, I advise people do some kind of physical activity.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be bodybuilding. It doesn't have to be cardio. It doesn't have to be CrossFit.
Just move.
Move.
Look at the
mission. If you put your favorite album on, تمشي long distances. That's physical activity. That burns calories. That's rewarding.
At least you're doing something.
At least, Look, I can so many activities. I mean, if you look on the internet, I'm sure you're gonna find something you'll be interested in.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to bodybuilding, شغل كاين لو كان تشوف البادي ستايل العباد اللي بكري كانوا يديروا bodybuilding and body style العباد اللي اليوم يديروا bodybuilding, راح تشوف I think there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Because now كي رجال كنسى شغل كنت نعطي example بنسى but sorry the camera cuts off. So قلت لك بكري I think people looked more realistic. And now because can a lot of you know hormonal shit and can a lot of plastic surgeries to the
yeah
that's the thing
it's like the Kardashian
I think no yeah there are fitness girls how many fitness girls to try to her ass
yeah
they're like
a fat transplant
butt lift butt transplant to be a fitness influencer to tell the people
this is my detox tea this is my BCAAs
exactly can one of the Kim Kardashian she's like a fitness She's like really famous. It looks like the hot girls, you know. She's like blonde, like Baina. The girl does not have a muscle on her body. It's just fat transplant.
Yeah,
and she's a fitness instructor.
Can you show me Magda? Well, I want to see her doctors. Well,
exactly.
They were good.
Yeah, they were good.
From the rule, you tell me.
Yeah, yeah. And don't forget that if one of them does this fat transplant, he has to do sport. Don't tell me. Ah, but I see her doing sport. Yeah, she has to
because she's enhanced.
Yeah,
plastically enhanced.
But I have to think, Billy. كي راك دير ريزيستنت لا لا ريزيستنس هذوك ريزيستنس باند كيك باكس راح يولي عندك ذا جايجانتيك اس اللي عندها الطفله هذيك جو بونس با
ذاتس بروبلم صح اي دونت ثينك از ات اتراكتيف شغل اي دونت نو اف
هذا هو المشكل از وي هاف غوتن تو ا بوينت وير اتس نورمالايز اكشلي في بكري كانت وحده كانت مترق شوف هادوك تخلعك
yeah.
At the time it was normalized yeah. It was what was beautiful and I'm not saying skinny girls are not beautiful I'm just saying like هذاك الوقت كانت only this is beautiful
yeah, yeah.
وما كانتش غير skinny كانت وحده super skinny and a lot of it ما كانش natural كانوا نساء يقتلوا روحهم
بالشكل they were taking diuretics and yeah. medications and
yeah.
stuff
yeah. exactly I mean كان a lot of skinny girls who look absolutely gorgeous yeah, if, yeah. if you're healthy yes صح it's about doing healthy things
and health is much more complex than your body shape or your body weight. Voilà, voilà. We're not experts. أنا شغل دائما حوس I dive into this health thing mm-hmm. and the more I dive into it the more I found that nobody is really healthy.
Yeah.
شغل health تقدر تلقى زعما واحد who supposedly is overweight بس is healthier than you
yeah.
because health has much more is much more broader than we think.
Yeah.
yeah.
And أباك وشنو for me is healthy.
Yeah.
لابد لي ديرو اليوغا. لابد يديروا cold showers.
That's mental. The mental health. Yeah, that's
it's
very
mental.
important.
It's mental. هادوك لابد because for me واحد يروح للصالة يقول لك hypertrophy. That's not. He might look excellent.
Yeah.
يكون بزاف hot. بس صح doesn't mean he's healthy. You know, for me. Healthy هادوك ليه بدل ياكلوا a lot of greens يشربوا الكرافس يديروا يوغا does not starve
yeah that's to me a healthy is someone who takes care of his mental health
yeah I think so
he knows what he wants and he adopts a lot of good habits in his day
yeah
so that's the thing حنا especially في الجزائر ما عندناش good hygiene when I mean good hygiene شغل we don't have like very good habits in terms of waking up, eating, and generally the way we think. Mm. I mean, شحال فينا we are impulsive. So like, the first thing is عنا, that's not in our way, نزافو, نعيطو, ممكن نهضرو بالعياط.
Yeah. هادي بونس deeper issue.
Yeah,
we have to know about like Algerians. I think are ماشي غير Algerians, like العرب in general, overwhelmingly are miserable. No, for misery, had yeah, many reasons.
Yeah, and reasons.
So many reasons. But for the food, but like the Algerian diet is influenced by, I think, مقبل ما جت فرنسا, we had a typical Mediterranean diet. And
yeah.
then we're a lot more influenced by the French diet, which is bad.
Le croissant, thank you.
which is bad. I think yeah. Mediterranean diet is much healthier if you look at it. Kind of a lot of good carbs.
We still, we have some good dishes.
We still. But now I think all diets are getting more Americanized, which means that some people eat more cheese, some people eat more burger, fast food, so... Even China, like you do so had that face, but they can eat like rice and noodles.
Yeah.
And now people are literally eating McDonald's bahwashia, and you see yeah, a change.
I mean, to a place like Hyderabad, I don't know, day bara him sidia here. So literally there is places, guy restaurants. There is kahwa matsa, like I don't know, like cosmetic magash. There is restaurants, pizza, tacos, I don't know. Like there the food the fast food industry shall Yeah, I think it's not bad. I mean, food at the end of the day there is technically there is no bad food or good food. Just the amount you eat and the healthy, I don't like to say healthy, but enough macronutrients to sustain your body weight or your organs functions.
Yeah.
Like I would say, enough protein, enough carbohydrates, enough fats from various sources.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
And كاين نفسها كاين a misconception اللي نحب نهضر عليها, which is الناس ما يفرقوش بين وش معناتها مكلة healthy as in the sense of نوعية المكلة أي صحية نوعية ده معناتها it's not processed متخدمتش في أوزين كبير شغل it's more organic healthy بهذاك المعنى وما تكاين healthy in the sense that انت راك يحبت شي يعني so this food is
gonna make you
it fits in your macros. This is
exactly
the
thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Because كاين عباد يقول لك انت زعما تاكلي healthy بصح كي تاكلي بيتزا. It's like what do you mean? What do you mean? If you're talking about زعما شغل واحد حاب يشيان or like weight loss or weight gain, you can eat pizza every day
and still lose weight.
وتشياني مادام راكي in your caloric
deficit.
راكي حبتش يعني فوالا ولا راكي in caloric deficit. And when it comes to healthy matter, the quality of food شغل تاكلي غير فايس organic, that's completely different. تقدري ما تاكليش كاع نوعية تاع ماكلة مليحة وتشياني.
It's all about balance really.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah.
Energy balance, which means thermodynamics, I mean the energy that comes in, energy that comes out, that's all matters. Technically, I'm not the best Arabic person. Technically, تقدر تأكل 3 pizza كل يوم. If you're still in your deficit, you will lose weight.
Yeah, technically.
بصح, you will lose any kind of weight. So you will lose water weight, you could lose muscle, you could lose... you could fluids, you could lose a lot of things.
This is the one thing. ما كاش special food, ما كاش another thing. كاين one thing.
Yeah.
Caloric deficit. تنقص كتر من وش راك تكونسومي. تحرق كتر من وش راك تكونسومي.
Exactly.
It's as simple as this. اللي يجي يقول لك عفسه واحد اخرى is either ignorant
or trying to sell you something.
ولا يكذب عليك. هذه هي هنا نحسموها. No, this is like حسميها هنا هنا نحسموها. This is it. If you want to lose weight, لازم تكون in a caloric deficit. نقطة فوق السطح.
I don't care if you drink water with lemons. I don't care if you do detoxes. If you're in a caloric deficit, you're gonna lose weight.
هذه هي.
ومن بعد you can play around depending on your goals. If you want to preserve muscle mass or build muscle mass. Protein got to be elevated shwiya and some kind of resistance training and that's
and all. Protein equals muscles. Protein equals muscles.
Yeah, like when we train, we cause a stimulus.
Yeah.
That stimulus is going to cause adaptation.
Yeah.
And we need protein in order to build that muscle tissue.
Well, خلينا نفهمهم بطريقة مبسطة. You do it more like a pro. Okay? So imagine عندك عفسة. Imagine the muscle ديالك is like a breaker, right?
Like breaker. A wall.
Okay? So وشنو المشكلاتيون is like تحكم مرطو وقت تحكم هذيك البريكه وقت تكسر فيها تكسر فيها
باش تعطي له سيرتين شيب
فوالا اوكي
ميك ات بيجر
اكزاكتلي اند ذيس از واي وي دو مسكيولاسيون زعما تحكم زعما نقولوا يو دو بايسبس اي نخدم هكا اي نحط سو ماتش بريشر على هذا المسك اي نكسر فيه كومبليتلي اوكي سو مسكيولاسيون از ان فاكت نصها سبور بصح نصها الاخر ماكله اف يو وان اي جيس ميك ات بيجر اف يو وان اي
Okay,
I'm continuing. Correct me. I'm sure بلك أني غلط.
No, you're correct.
Okay, so yeah, أكتحكم المرضو أكتكسر في هذيك البريكة, and then وش حدير هذيك البريكة باش تعاود تبنيها لازم تديلها سيمان.
Yeah.
باش تعاود you repair it. هذاك السيمان is protein. Okay. Yeah. The protein هيروح لهذاك المصو وحيعاود يبنيها.
Rebuild it back stronger and bigger.
Exactly.
Depending on the kind of training you were doing.
ولا. بصح لو كان تاكل شغل an average amount of protein حتعاود تبنى كما كانت. بصح if you eat كتر من واش تسحق هذيك البريكة راح بون. Let's go back to the muscle. The muscle راح يعاود يبرى بصح يبرى كبر.
Yeah.
أكبر من وش كان بكري.
أطيله بش يقدر يبني روحه back bigger and stronger.
Pretty much. So هذيك البريكة تقدر تدي لها سيمان enough باش تعاود تولي كيما كانت ولا تزيد لها سيمان وترجعها بريكة كبيرة على وش كانت.
Yeah.
And سيمان is protein, البريكة is your muscle. Maybe that was a terrible analogy, but I did
Rania
my best.
For, don't call Rania باش تبني لكم حاجة ولا يعني.
Guys, ايش قبل شكت هذا. Seriously, I think
that's it. You pretty much covered it really well. كما تقولين انت بطريقة مبسطة. كي نترينو. We apply force to a muscle. Muscle زعما it does contract. وش معناتها it contracts? Gets short, gets lengthened. Each muscle has a point of insertion and point of origin.
Or you can do it in French. You speak French.
Yeah, صحة. To my francophone phobic.
We're not francophone phobic.
You are, guys.
No. Do it. You can do it.
Basically, and the point of origin, point of insertion. We now reach the point of origin, point of insertion. It's my point A, point B. When we contract, it carbo. And we can when we contract the muscle, we apply force against that contraction. It's my شغل it's resistant لما المسك تانا ويرزيست وين فورس ويصير كونتراكتي by doing X amount of reps we rep like I don't know do more than 6 reps more than 7 reps
hypertrophy
is very broad I mean but when we do reps we apply force against the muscle we break down muscle tissue
اكتكسر في المسك which is what I said
yeah Not really like tearing muscles.
No, but she damaged. No,
we just we had like fibers and muscle tissues here. So we break them down. And bad when we break them down, we cause inflammation. Then inflammation will cause an adaptation with the right mechanism. ما يحب نروح deep down to the science here. If we eat enough protein, enough calories, we'll have enough energy for the body to regenerate those. I guess damage muscle fibers and build them up back bigger and stronger. Because the human body adapts.
And the human body adapts, yeah. Adapts, and, yeah. And this is why زعما مرش حال شهرين هكا تبدل your training لازم تطلع في الأشاق شعاو تحبط باسكو الكور ديالنا is very very intelligent.
Yeah.
كي يشوف عيب صار هي تاي فيها I guess يوالفها عندنا muscle memory.
Exactly.
Right?
The I mean physically ما تبانش as quickly as the neurological adaptation. I mean, that, I'm sure you know this statement, Timarok. So you become stronger first, then you'll be noticing some physical changes. But doesn't come as quicker as some people might think.
And كل واحد كيفاش يشوف progress. كل واحد والريتم ديالو.
Yeah.
Logically, الرجال
يطلعوا
كوشيغو. يطلعوا faster than women. علاش? Because هضرنا على
our physiology, yeah.
Sorry, هضرنا على الماكلة هضرنا على الماكلة هضرنا على سبور مي كاين another very important factor and that's hormones
genetics
yes هادو I think هادو يجو قبل الماكلة والسبور no
I mean anybody can build muscle
yeah
so the amount you're gonna build or the shape you're gonna have is pretty much
genetic ديالك
شغل اللي predeterminé بجينيتيك تاعك and genetics فيهم بزاف فيس فيهم even your skin فيهم your IQ فيهم your muscle insertions your muscle bellies the shape of the muscle كيفاش جايين your system nervous how well responds to resistant training and the amount of androgens androgens هو these hormones these hormones sex hormones live for the body تاعنا I mean testosterone estrogen So every genetics is going to determine basically how you're going to look.
Exactly. Speaking of genetics, كاين عفسة اللي البنات بزاف يسقسون عليها. I'm sure they have asked you as well. Can you guess وشنو عفسة اللي البنات بزاف يسقسون عليها؟ عفسة في الكور. عفسة like this place in the body.
The side glutes.
Side. مشي side glutes. يعني طولها hip dip.
العضلة النائمة.
No. الهيب ديب. الهيب ديب is دوك نفهم لكم الهيب ديب is pretty much you have the waist and the waist and then under the waist and the léonge and then the cuisses
pelvis
okay the thing is léonge sometimes rarely ماشي rarely بصح yeah sometimes كاين women عندهم léonge ديالهم جايين مدورين
Yeah.
Which is a very attractive form. This is, I guess, the ideal form.
Yeah, nature. Nature shall. So genetically gifted women and on the shape.
Voilà.
Yeah.
I guess.
For
man, كاين ربي يحبهم.
Child bearing
hips. كاين ربي ما يحبهمش. Yeah. This is well, the reason it's attractive because it's a sign of fertility.
Yeah.
So it's like الرجال مش يحبوها for like just يحبوها.
It's yeah, the subconsciously
it's,
for
it's subconsciously كي يشوف واحدة عندها hips مدورين that means راح تجيب داري.
Just like a guy with broad shoulders exactly. means security and strength.
هادو عبك this is worth this is هاد لفتة تستاهل بودكاست قاوي حدو.
Yeah.
Which is the reasons sorry. The camera
cuts
and so on. The camera. Yeah. كاين بزاف عفايس and this is a proof of evolution,
yeah.
right? هادو عفايس اللي نحسوهم بصح we don't even know why. We just think because it's attractive. Like نسي يحبوا راجل طويل because I don't know راجل طويل is attractive.
Yeah.
But no, it's because deep down what women want.
Our instincts, surely your instincts tells
you. Our instinct يحبوا protection.
It's going to give you security and protection and all that.
Yeah. Women just want protection even subconsciously. Even لو كنتي ما كيش تقولي أو عجبني هذاك طويل because راح يبروتيجيني. You don't think of it like this. It's really subconscious. And for men, it's ماشي ده سهم يحبوش protection. Protection, you want fertility,
yeah.
okay? And so, kitkun women who have round hips, hadi a sign.
Means going to be good at childbearing.
Yeah.
Basically, men look for, given their genetics, pro and looking for women who are going to take care of their children.
Yes.
And girls who look, I think, for security, protection, and security and protection. Yeah.
Yeah, because money
means security.
Money is security. So like مقبل ما تقول على واحدة materialist, it's her biology, dude.
Yeah.
anyway, so لفسة الهيب ديبس هادية بزاف يسقسوا عليها عندي هيب ديب وش ندير لها. Are you informed على هاد لفسة؟
I mean, not really. شغل this kind of problem شغل كان دي problem شغل they were not really problems. So people شغل يمدوا لهم important زيادة.
هذه هيب ديبس ما كانش قد اكزيستي.
Yeah.
كشو واحدة كبنت لها فراسها راحت سماتها هيب ديب.
شافت an influencer on Instagram عندها I don't know what kind of shape.
فوالا.
قالت why I don't have this shape. Oh look at my hips وما بدها تخمم فيها.
فوالا نو هذه هذه كشو واحدة عندها round hips دائما يقولوا لها oh you have nice hips.
Yeah.
ده هاد لعبسة وما قدر فيديو كيفاش you get round hips. كيفاش you get rid of the hip. It's all yeah. marketing. It's all marketing. Because أنا على حسب my research على حسب وشفت ما كانش عفسة تقدر to fix hip dips. It's
I mean you're gonna lose if you lose some kind of fat. I mean
you can voila,
yeah
you can
it's play. Gonna look better. I don't hope yeah. صح. It's not really a problem.
Yeah, you can play like optical illusion, which yeah. is قد ما I guess the quiz ديالك يرقاقو قد ما راحش تبان the dip big. كما قال if you lose fat بس technically the hip dip is just ماشي مبا المسكل it's yeah. العظمة
it's your bone structure
it's your bone structure clearly ما تقليش تبدلي تقليش your bone structure
and just love your body women دوركاش all they have lost ماشي قا women بس most women have lost all the concept of natural body
voila this is هادي this is gonna be the trailer okay?
yeah
هاد العفسة اللي people obsess over which is an unrealistic body image
it's okay it's okay to have roles it's okay to have stretches it's okay to have
I blame the fucking Kardashians for promoting this image it's really it's unrealistic of the thing that small waist and then the hips هكا شغل حكموا هذيك
the Barbie حكموا the Barbie doll
وجدوا اسمها the thing اللي كنا نديروا نصبوا بها الزاويات كي كنا صغار
المنقالة
المنقالة شغل her waist شغل حكموا زوج منقالات
the منقالة shape
I swear to god the منقالة shape that's what yeah. they call it that
put down on t-shirt
yes so عندها her hips جايين شغل منقالة زوج منقالات and of course she's super popular
for I don't know why
yeah
nobody knows
and
why
and so وماشي بعد كاين جيش من البنات on instagram يشبهوا كايلي حياتهم is Kylie her makeup her hair her body
her life كلش
يديروا fat transplant okay fat transplant pretty much ينحوا لك fat من جهة وينجكتيه لك ينجكتيه لك في بلاصه اخرى which is usually your glutes your ass or your hips
yeah
and the problem is ولو قاعدين هكا تشوف صورة كايلي مع صاحبتها عندهم the same hips even they have a friend who's gay I don't know if he's gay or he's trans
he's a friend
وخلاص they're the same thing عنده the same
body shape
the same shape as Kylie شغل
the doctor عنده قرد المول تاعها
exactly Exactly.
بصح
this is the biggest proof بلي this shape is not realistic because yeah. if a man can have hips وش من راجل عنده round hips it doesn't exist round من قاله
ما كاش I mean it's plastically enhanced
ولاخذوا يديروها على راجل imagine what they could do on women yeah. so بصح هي عبك كما قلنا لهرا it's subconscious
حنا
Imagine واحد قاعد في النهار كامل وفي انستغرام
سكرول yeah it's going to influence a lot of your thinking
او غير يشوف او غير يشوف يولي اوتوماتيكلي في راسك this yeah. is what's beautiful and so كي تشوف واحد عنده كور نورمال ولا انت تشوفي روحك في المرايا عندك هيب ديبس تقولي ايو it's ugly I don't want this I don't it's not attractive enough
صلات لي انا in my keep the body building keep them following on Instagram and Facebook I mean you see the guys on Facebook شتيكي how they look
yeah
they are jacked out of their minds.
Yeah, a lot
they
of it is lean. Photoshopped.
I mean, même qui tu trouves them on stage in real life, they look that good.
Yeah.
So we gotta understand those guys are genetically gifted. Those guys are enhanced, chemically enhanced. Those guys been working out for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Even with girls, well, it's the same thing. Can people who are genetically gifted?
Yeah.
Well, no matter what they do, they look good.
صح,
they are built to look good.
Voilà, كاين women اللي جامي يدخلوا الصالات سيبي عندها a round ass.
Yeah.
وسيبي وحده عندها 20 سنه يدير سبور وما عندهاش very big ass. So genetics يلعبوا of course part بزاف كبير. And so be easy on yourself.
Let me say that that's the problem with influencers. People eat بهم بزاف. Because you see a lot of the evidence based science based content creators man not enough following because they don't look that good
it's boring.
Or they post I don't know like scientific research and all that somebody to the people who have a nice body nice content they get all the attention
yeah
and they give shitty advice
for example, they sell
they sell products for example She has Sarah. She has a nice shape, nice glutes. But she's gonna sell you her glutes program. She's gonna tell you this is how I got my glutes. But she's gonna sell you the glute program, and a lot of people will follow that instead of learning the principles. Yes. They follow the methods.
Yeah.
Don't follow the method. Follow the principle.
Yeah. أنا بون أنا شو عندي ملي بديت مشكلة أصلاً؟ يحضر 4 سنين أكاك.
Yeah,
أربع سنين like 2 years after you عندي 4 سنين and جوست بزاف مراحل in learning how to do things
yeah.
and so مع الأول clearly كنت هكا نتبع fit girls and I was influenced by them وهذه هي كنت
which is not
girls.
A problem
yeah which is not no well, let me explain and then I discovered the world of like أي بد لي على بالهم مش هم يهضروا when it comes to fitness I used to follow
Omar Issaf yeah.
I used to fucking love Omar Issaf and Omar Issaf تشوفيه شغل سيد
I love that guy yeah
ماشي بزاف خشين bon I don't know دوكا if he got
I follow his podcast I follow his podcast
oh he has a podcast
he's got a podcast
shit I'm gonna follow that
yeah
okay and so قلت لكم Omar Issaf he's not the biggest زعما normal بالك لو كنت تشوفيه لابس حوايج برا تقولي ما يديرش
yeah,
ميباسو
doesn't even lift
بصح the dude is so knowledgeable and that's when thanks to him I رحت ديزابونيت كاع the fit girls that I have عندي دوكا مازال غير زوج ولا ثلاثة that I follow just because they're cute
yeah so yeah. Aesthetically I don't know
yeah and it's a good motivation to see someone always looking good it motivates you بصح هذا ما كان بصح to follow غير هالفيتنس girls لي I promise you 90% منهم يكذبوا they're fucking liars كاينة وحدة I think بعت لك ديجا her profile باينة بلي she's on like minimum some sort of
performance enhancing
some
drug
some sort of performance
what
drug
what is that بصح ما عرفاش خاطيني no well
بعد نوري لك تصاورها she's so clearly on it وتزيد تكذب تقول people ask her يقولوا لها are you on it تقول no انا مانيش on it
the fake natties
I work hard and I train ما كاش اون بيس مرا انا بك she's more jacked than you
عم بالي كاينين
ما عندهاش an ounce of fat شو تحكم كرشها هكا ما كاش an ounce of fat وتقول لي she's natural and she sells programs bien sûr so people lie remember people lie the fitness industry معمر بالخرطي Yeah.
It's a billion dollar business. ما راش يخلي his integrity to stop him from making money.
Voilà. It's full of bullshit and so don't believe everything you hear.
At the end of the day, I mean it's not wrong. I mean you can follow whatever you want to follow. بصح know how to filter the information you get.
Yeah. Have a critical mind.
Have a critical mind, yeah. And like me, I still follow some influencers, some IG models. So I don't follow their advice because I know it doesn't mean shit. I just look at, I follow the, their passion. I follow their intensity, their lifestyle. Well, I don't follow the, them for information.
What about fitness influencers for Zaire? What should I say?
I mean, from what I've seen, they're great. We have a lot of
really.
We have a lot of science-based influencers here. You start to look around, you're gonna find a lot of people who are science based, who give a lot of good quality information, not just the bros, which is the bros camp stuff.
Can't we have bros? Can't we have badly maybe a little bit old school? I don't know. I don't want to mention certain words because main person. But like for example, the concept of the Kurdish Murstatarashia.
I feel like we need specific content. Because we have des problèmes, nous sommes en danger. Like here, there is this stigma around whey protein. So they see it all manbalish like Zeus khdemha. This is some this kind of magic potion.
Yeah. By the way, can you explain what is whey protein?
Whey protein is a dietary supplement. It has nothing special about it. It's just protein. I don't even remember. It's extracted from.
It's from milk.
Yeah, from milk. Yeah. It's just protein, bro.
Yeah. Whey in Arabic is muscle al-halib.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a concentrated version of milk with all the protein. And so kit chop those at whey protein and hadro whey protein, mash nhadro ala mega mass and
that's just
and hada la whey protein. Hadi it's just pure protein.
Yeah.
Est-ce que fait des calories?
Yeah, yeah. It's protein. Protein has calories. I mean
protein.
The benefits I guess that whey protein. Can qualities of whey protein? I think, and I'm not a big whey protein guy, and that's the thing about me. If I don't see something as essential or overhyped, I don't bother looking for that.
You have to understand why we need supplements, which is a supplement.
To cover.
So, voilà, to cover a deficit. So, if you don't have a problem, you have to eat 100 grams of protein.
Yeah.
And you don't have to eat that amount. ولا ما تحبش تاكل بزاف الدجاج or whatever it is ما كفاكش
financially can people ما يقدروش
I think most of the time it's time it's,
yeah
it's
because
time
financially
issue.
Protein is going to cost you a lot more
and so what happens is تاخد دوزة بروتين شافيها 20 غرام تاع بروتين approximately هكا
I guess the
راك شغل كليت لحم مرسو دجاج
exactly
that's it مي هو كيما هو he's like super strict on diet تما ياكل
it 200 grams of protein
yeah, 200 grams God damn. So he eats protein for breakfast, for الفطور, for all his meals. You know
all
what I
my
mean.
Meals.
So this is he's dedicated to it. And so you can take protein. كي تشوف روحك ما راكش تلحق للمتطلبات ديالك in terms of protein.
Yeah, I guess.
ما راهي هرمون ما راهي ما بيش نحط سمن ما حش سمن.
ما راه تشينك ما تقوت لك ما
راه. People say this thing. It's like.
لا وين تشيني.
تنشف لا وين تنشف لا وين ما تنشفش ما كاش ماكلة تشين. Makash, there is no such thing.
There's just this concept that nishif, it's for bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Because when you see a bodybuilder like I'm fat and teach you if he's lean, who he thinks he's fat.
Yeah.
Because he has some fat. Some fat shuya, but when he nishif, he is fat and he's all I guess lean muscle and he's all purely lean muscle and skin.
Yeah.
So I guess the benefits of a whey protein, it's convenience. I mean, it's easy to make. You can take it anywhere with you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're traveling, you're on the plane, you want to eat. So it's easier to chug a whey shake than have a meal and eat it.
Yeah.
Other benefit I see it, it's...
Let's break down the misconception. So, الوي ما تنشفش, الوي ما تسمنش, because the protein may سمنش.
Yeah.
Okay, زعما, let's say انت تسحق 100 غرام تاع بروتين في النهار, أكلت 130, هذاك 30 غرام زيادة ما حش يسمنك.
Yeah.
That's so we're clear. لو كان ديباسي شحال الكاربز اللي لازم تاكلهم.
I mean, if you can get fat from protein, because those extra calories gonna put you in a surplus.
Really?
Yeah, logically. I mean, if you're in a surplus, you're gonna get fat.
But it's a surplus of just protein, pure protein.
Surplus of calories. You're gonna gain weight.
What? Okay, yeah. I'm learning things, guys. Really?
Calories. I mean, if you have excess calories, your body doesn't know what to do with them. It's going to translate into some cases water retention and potentially fat.
Really?
Yeah, because protein does raise insulin also through a different mechanism.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know. And I thought if you زعما نقولوا deposit your calories with fat.
From carbs. A lot of people say fat, there is this stigma around carbs that people say will make you fat. Because when you eat carbs, your insulin spikes up.
You live and you learn.
When you have a lot of insulin secreted in your body, your leptin hormone is going to secrete. Leptin is basically the hormone that's going to tell your body to stock fat.
Yeah.
So when you have a lot of insulin, a lot of leptin, your body is going to hold fat.
Leptin? Like
no, leptin.
Leptin.
L-E-P-T-I-N.
Okay.
بصح, doesn't trump energy balance. It's not, even though you eat a lot of carbs, you have a lot of insulin secretion in your body, if you are in a deficit or maintenance, you're not going to gain weight. Because energy balance trumps all.
Wow.
Imagine insulin is, imagine the body is a big corporation, right? Mm-hmm. Insulin is the, secretary.
Mm.
And the CEO is the energy balance.
Okay.
Even as a secretary doesn't make a decision, it all calls down to the CEO to make the final
energy
decision.
Energy balance
is basically, energy balance, yeah. La balance d'energie fil corps tak. It's more. الانرجي اللي دخلها الانرجي اللي تخرجها
اوكي
تسمى if you are in a negative energy balance
معناتها راك واش معناتها
negative معناتها لا بالانس انرجي تاعك هي نيجاتيف تسمى راك تبردي اكثر من اللي راك تدخل you're gonna lose weight ولا راك في positive energy balance which means الانرجي اللي تدخل راك اكثر من الانرجي اللي تخرج you're gonna put weight
بصح how can you make sure that you know, you are gaining muscle and not fat. And now the difference is how the training.
I mean, all calories. But it depends if protein is matched, if certain amounts of carbohydrates are matched. For example, you want to build muscle. One, you want to be in a surplus to cover all the energy demands. Because, sorry to break it to you guys, but the body doesn't want to build muscle.
The body doesn't want to build muscle.
Body has always homeostasis. Homeostasis is la balance. What do you call balance in Arabic?
توازن.
توازن. We learn every day. It has a توازن body because the reason we survive this long as a species, the Homo sapiens, is because we are good at adapting and good at preserving energy.
Yeah.
The body doesn't want to expand more than he needs.
Yeah.
And do certain amount. Une quantité d'énergie to maintain peripheral tissue function like the brain, like organs, like the brain, the heart, the respiratory system, reproductive system, and all that can be a priority.
So
your body is you gotta need energy for those organs. But if you train and you wanna build muscle, you're gonna need more energy to sustain your organ function.
Build muscle. Fun fact: الرجال عندهم these two عندهم one priority, which is called يالهم is حقي عيش برك.
Yeah.
And then كي يأكلوا in a surplus يقدروا they focus على building muscle.
Build muscle.
For women, كين two priorities. Number one هو يعيش.
Yeah.
called يالك عنده one priority هو يعيش. And then دوزيام هي هل راني في حالة تسمح لي نرفد بيبي.
Yeah.
Always. And that's why women عندهم القاع أكثر من الرجال, which is because called يالنا يشد بزاف شحم يقول لك in case هاد الشهر هنطيح
حوصات
in case هاد الشهر يجيني بيبي البيبي يسحق الشحم to sustain باش يرفض روحه
exactly
and so yeah
so
عندهم one priority احنا two priorities and then يجي موراها building muscle
yeah basically the body the human I guess body has two priorities procreation and survival and procreation basically
we're animals يجدك.
Yeah we are mammals so people we are so egotistical that we don't accept that basically we want to survive to procreate anyways وش نقول the body needs a certain amount of energy to maintain our health markers and functions and all that
but your organs يمشوا
correctly. Because if you die you're not going to build muscle shocker after all
dun, 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 dun.
if you get in the surplus, you're gonna be able to build muscle.
Yeah.
So even if you're in the surplus, ماش تقعد تبني muscles for eternity. Because if it was the case, I'm adding people who's gonna wait like a cameo, like a ton.
Yeah, can't ma can't limit.
Can a plateau we're gonna
yeah.
hit.
Yeah, plateau.
Because building muscle but has a lot of stress, put a lot of your body in a lot of stress.
Yeah. I agree. كم زفاف في سنة حبنا نظر عليهم. Oh my goodness. شغل بزاف misconceptions, a lot of like lies. And since Ramadan, this is probably going to be released in Ramadan. مشي probably for sure it's going to be released in Ramadan. Yeah. وشنو your advice about people in Ramadan? زي ما واحد حبي يشيان في رمضان ولا واحد حبي يسمان في رمضان. I don't think people have been يسمان في رمضان. Mostly it's حبي يشيان في رمضان. It's very hard. What do you think? Which advice would you give them?
Well, know your priorities. The first thing.
عرف أولوياتك.
عرف أولوياتك. So, if you wanna, basically, most people would want to have we maintain for Ramadan. To keep what they have. And the good news is, it's easy to maintain than build muscle.
Yeah, it's build muscle. I think it's إضافة عليها.
It's hard and maintain is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Basically, we can maintain muscle tissue with less calories and less training. تما في رمضان تقدروا تهبطوا لا فريكونس دونترينمون تاعكم قل لا فريكونس دونترينمون فريكونسي اوف ترينينغ ويتش مينز ذا اماونت اوف تايم يو ترين ان ا ويك تما اف يو ترين نورمالي ترين 4 تايمز ا ويك ان نورمال تايمز في رمضان
توايس
2-3 تايمز يكفو
هذه اللي بدلي صومو
بيان يا ان اف يو دو لايك ا سبيسيفيك سبليت تقدروا ترجعوا لايك ا مور برود سبليت لايك upper body, full body. So that can help you maintain muscle so easily.
Yeah.
As far as diet, I had a small eating window.
Ah.
So I advise people to prioritize protein first because protein is takes a long time to digest.
Ah.
So we had a long time for our stomachs, but we prioritize a lot of protein first.
In carbs, ما تكيف فطروا ياكلوا بروتين.
Prioritize protein. Small your meals. دير فيهم
protein. دير فيهم قاع protein. صح ما عندكش بزاف ما ماكلت. And so make sure فيها protein. وتقدر تشرب دوزة protein.
Yeah, that can help.
What would you recommend? عفسي كسروا بها الفطر.
عفسي كسروا بها الفطر. So our bodies.
Yeah, مكسور سيام. Sorry.
كسروا. أنا نحط معك. So our bodies يكون صايمين. This fast state. It's a lot similar to when we sleep on modo. Doka, we've been fasting for like 16 hours. No water, no food, no energy. So the first thing is hydrate. Drink water. كما تقولكم إياه, hydrate.
Drink water.
Yeah. Hydrate, drink.
Cheers to that. Let's drink cheers.
So drink water. The first thing, مش لازم قرعة كبيرة. كاس يكفي. Wash down those organs. And then it then actually depends on your priorities and preference.
Yeah, but for sure, ما تبدأش تأكل البورك والقليان. Can you imagine like كل ديالك نهار كامل هو like هكا يسنى في الماكلة please كيما ديك يصوم يصوم ويفطر على بصلة.
يصوم يصوم. Greasy, fat heavy.
عبوك شو حيدير your body حيبلي شغل like إيبونج هكا absorbs قاعدة fucking oil.
Yeah, basically you're gonna get full and in no time. Yeah. بعد ما تقش تأكل شو لازم تأكلهم بعد.
Yeah. So at least make sure okay تقدروا بعدها تأكل شوية قلب اللوز تأكل شوية فايس and healthy but make sure the first meal مور الفطور first meal تاع الفطور تكون like very nutritious تقدر أنا دائما ناكل سوب.
Soup, yeah, that can help.
Soup, مليحة خضرات.
A good strategy, وش تقدر تديري? You can like grind some chicken, put in the soup, do you put for some potatoes, some lentils, like that. And you eat, you get a full meal to make it easy to digest. Or your preferences. I mean, your preferences. هما اللي يجوا هنا في اللاب. There is people who can eat enormous amount of food. There are people who يقدروا. There are people who يقدروا. Your preferences.
Cool. Pretty much وشك حاب in terms of زعما وشنو المأكلة.
Food sources.
Yeah. Just make sure that the food is healthy and the food
is cooked. Easy to digest.
Yeah, and the food is not cooked في الزيت والزبدة.
شوف على like a breakfast type. So when your stomach on 16 hours he has fasted, so get there something easy digest.
Yeah.
Drink some water, and some people will argue that the supplement natural electrolyte supplement electrolytes.
I have no idea.
Can't for themselves are they expensive because there's a lot of demand So people ما كاش بزاف منهم.
ما كاش بزاف منهم.
Because water ما فيش those electrolytes. Electrolytes هذوك المعادن. Sodium, potassium, calcium.
بصح ما ديجا فيها هذا فايز.
فيه بصح not enough, especially when you're على بيش والفاستنج رمضان is extreme. Because you don't drink water all day.
بيناتنا. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What do you think of fasting as a concept? In terms of الصحة, do you think it's good for your body?
It has yet been proven to have a lot of health benefits. Increases your insulin sensitivity. So especially if people eat a lot, it can help you with... some people experience mind clearance when they're fasting.
بصح, let's be clear. انت شغل شوية spiritual, شوية تعراسك. شغل تعراسك والله. That's why هاد لافايس تشوفهم في هذاك المنظور. بصح كاين بزاف عباد, it's like, عشتهمش كيفاش يولوا في رمضان يولوا.
Yeah, because...
Ultimately, I think تأثير رمضان على الناس, and that's not to say بلي رمضان هو اللي ماشي مليح. That's to say كيفاش الناس, they go about it.
They approach it.
I'm so sorry, بصح رمضان تأثيره بزاف ماشي مليح على الناس.
They
become very unproductive هذه الأولى. It's like كلش يتعطل, كلش مر رمضان. It's like, why does life stop? You know, like تمارس في فريضة دينية.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean بلي حياة لازم تحبس. In fact, هذه this is the cultural
This
thing.
Is another topic. This is another topic.
It's like الناس ما يشوفوش بلي الخدمة عبادة, which is a big problem. Anyway, that's not the issue here.
Basically, تعودت ولي self-improvement هذه.
Yeah.
So you gotta know yourself and develop your mental health. Then, naturally, people who are not good هنا زيدي صوم, تنحلو قارو تاو, تنحلو دخا,
تنحلو
قهوة تاو, شاي ولي ماشي مليح.
So I do agree with you. رمضان يقدر يكون, even واحد ماشي مسلم, واحد ماشي دين, يقدر يكون a very interesting like spiritual experience.
There is a lot of cultures who fast, a lot of people who fast. Hadouk the hippies, the LA, they fast all the all time.
Yeah.
So I wish no. I don't know if it's a problem. I'm not gonna call it a problem.
You can say whatever you want on the Bancroft podcast, by the way. Hamoudas are very
freedom of speech.
Open minded.
The problem with Ramadan Siyam Tao is we don't drink water. The whole problem. I mean, if you, especially if people were out in the sun all day, if you stay dehydrated all that time, surely it's not good for your organs.
I went for a month.
Yeah, but then again, it's a spiritual experience. It's meant to be hard. It's meant to be
spiritual.
Yeah. So you gotta be in tune with your spirituality and your faith
yeah.
in order to make that work.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, like, كإنسان ماشي مدينة, that's all I'll say. I don't know علاش بصح I expect من الناس المدينين يكونوا spiritual
بزاف. Me too.
Yeah. I expect this from them. And then it bothers me كي نشوفهم شي guy spiritual.
It goes to show you that he's not really in tune with his religion.
Yeah. So like I expect بزاف من العباد المدينين. I expect منهم يكونوا spiritual, يكونوا رضان عليا.
I mean, we can learn a lot from good religious people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned a lot from those... إخواز.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of إخواز. They were so calm, so... Yeah. So they carry themselves in a manner which you just want to learn from them.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen that.
Wouldn't you say they are a minority?
They are a minority, they are banush.
The majority are people, let's say, the opposite of what you expect. You expect someone spiritual, you expect them to be above you.
Yeah. Someone you want to look up to.
Voila, they rise above the mashakil.
Yeah.
Let's say they are the most حقوديين, مغلوقين راسهم, ما يسمحوش. It's disappointing.
I think a lot of that goes to the fact that most of us, most people, they didn't choose their religion, they were born into it.
Yeah.
So it's something me khamoosh me bafe.
I guess.
They're genetically gifted. دخل في جينيتيك تاعهم.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, Karim. I think this is it for today. Had the first podcast together. Me ماشي يكون the
first
last.
First of many.
First of very, very, very,
as
very
we
many.
Wish.
I think next time نهضروا شوية على like our childhood or like.
Yeah. Me too.
نهضروا على like facts. You're gonna tell them stories about me.
Yeah. I have a lot of stories to tell about
you
the
do?
Childhood. Yeah.
Oh my God. Describe me as a child in three words.
Unorthodox.
Oh.
That's what I would say. شو not your typical child.
I was a very strange.
Me and Rania كنا صغار شغل كنا. Well, our family, we have a lot of cousins, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, we don't understand.
Yeah, I think.
We don't understand we in Tamil the most because we share a lot of similarities.
Yeah. And even Kharjna, like Anglophones, I think we have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, yeah, Kharjna, same.
We will go into deep depth next time, inshallah. But thank you so much for coming. Lazmiroh paske kouvrefeu.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, guys. Khalouna in the comments wishakou habbina nahdrou Lex next time. If you have any more questions for the coach, please make sure to leave it in the comments. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for having me.
Love you. Bye. Ciao. Yeah, podcast. You cut.